All right, Andy, still in tech. Everything so far so good?
So far so good. We'll see what happens, but so good.
All right. You have a knack for these big races.
Everybody started telling me the big time guy here when the big races come around. So, you know, that's fine. I'd prefer to win more consistently, but if this is the way it's going to be, it's got to be. But first off, I forgot, special thanks to Russ Brown and Ray Hedger. They were squaring us around all year and helping me with changing my line a little bit and doing what I needed to do, and that's important. And that's, I mean, I haven't been in the threes all year, and now we were, so it was good.
Yeah, when you first said thank you to Russ Brown the first second, I thought you guys were not hitting you. It was like, he wasn't even close to you.
Yeah, well, I looked up at the board, and my first thought when I was going was, well, at least if I lose, Russell wins. So it was, I thought for sure we were done. I mean, the first two, three laps on a restart, it was all sliding all over the place, and I was having a hard time, but I guess everybody was, so it worked out.
I was going to ask you, any close calls, but that's a no-brainer.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what, the one on the front stretch there, I had to make a decision. They were riding side by side, and they gave him the pass and flag, and the 90 went low, did what he's supposed to, and I don't know if Noto tried to capitalize on that or what, and I tried to go high, and then Noto came up the track and blocked me trying to pass him, and I was just screwed, and at that point, JJ made the right move and went low, and it ended up turning to be a blessing in disguise because they ended up all wrecking over there, and I was out of it, but that's, you know, I feel a certain way about that. You don't like seeing that happen, and unfortunately it did, so maybe we got to have a little conversation for the start of next year about it, but fortunately it worked out for us.
Yeah, what did you see over there in between one and two?
I saw it look like Noto lost it in front of JJ. I got to look at the video because half the time I'm usually wrong when I make a judgment call before I look at the video, but that's what it looked like to me. It looked like he spun, JJ piled in, and Mike had nowhere to go. It just, you know, it sucked for the both of them, but fortunately it worked out for us, and special thanks, like I said, to my crew. My dad put a lot of man hours into this thing, him and Tom, after I got clobbered 2 weeks ago on the door, so it was good to see that he's sticking with it, and everything's been good.
Out in the front, the whole race, were you kind of hoping maybe for a caution every once in a while when you got caught in the lap traffic?
Yeah, I like the cautions, honestly, because I could regroup myself. I was getting a little tired, and then I didn't have to worry about running them down. Cars like Doyle and them that I had to lap were fast enough that they were going to be a problem, but I was quick enough that when they moved over, we were okay, and that worked out for us, so thanks to him, too.
How important was the start of the race?
The start of the race was crucial. I don't know what happened with Jason. Jason said it wasn't on me. He just got a little anxious, but that was the key. If I didn't get Jason, I wasn't going to get him. So I got out in front, and, you know, unfortunately, it may not be the race that a lot of people want to see. They want to see somebody come from, like, ninth and win it, but I don't know what it is with this car. When I get it on clean air, I haven't hit a three all year long, I don't think, and this thing this weekend, ever since yesterday, was a rocket ship. It just handled unbelievable, and the car's been good. We're threes consistently, and I knew if I could get in front in clean air, I didn't think anybody, they may have been faster, but they weren't going to have quite enough to be able to drive by me, so that was the key, and then I felt comfortable out in clean air, so it was big.
That was a good question there in Victory Lane. They asked you, what do you do with that trophy? Are you going to fly back? Is someone going to drive back?
Well, usually when I check in, there's still first class seats left, so I don't know if I want to be that guy, check it in with me, but
you could just put the trophy itself to be first class, and you could be back and coach.
That is true. That would be funny if I put it right up in the very front, and then maybe we'll take pictures of it in the cockpit and stuff, you know, things like that. But I got to think about that. I didn't really plan for this, so I figured it'd be bad luck if I did. We'll get it down there.
How big of a win is this for you overall in your career?
This is a big one because it shows that we weren't just a splash in the pan, essentially. We were able to come back, do it again, especially within the last 3 years or 2 years. But, I mean, this is big because people don't realize how much time my crew, specifically my dad, puts into this. They put way more hours, especially this year. We've had four DNFs than they need to. And this is exciting because I get to see them excited and reap the benefits of this. So it shows that we're going to be back and we're going to be someone to deal with after a little bit of a down year this year, next year. And it shows that I got the best crew in the world right here.
So you can say that a little bit of a down year, but you won the Race of Champions race. Then you won here at Classic Weekend. Isn't that enough to erase what happened during the rest of the season between May and, what are we, in August still?
This tops it off by far. I mean, I can look back on this year and be happy with it, but up until the Race of Champions, I was just, I didn't know what to do. I mean, every time we got the car running right, something bad would happen, and there's just nothing you can do about it. I mean, we blew a tire, hit the wall. We got caught up when the leader got spun and got put in the wall on the outside here. Craig got spun by Proud, and I got caught up in that. Just little things kept happening, and sometimes it's just your year that happens. So, you know, a lot of people would say, you won two races. What are you whining for? But, you know, we always want to try to be consistent, and we just haven't been consistent. It's been make it or bust it, and it's nice to win, but I want a championship. That's the blemish on my campaign, and hopefully we'll get that.